I understand that Western New York is kind of a hub for Christmas tree production. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Certainly. New York is kind of divides up into seven different Christmas tree growing regions. And New York is a pretty prolific one of those. It's a case of where soil type, climate, farmer knowledge, and networking have all kind of come together to make it one of New York's premier regions for growing premium Christmas trees.
What factors go into that?
I don't want to make light of knowledge and network by just talking about soil, climate, and landform. So we'll start with farmers and their knowledge. There's a very well-educated and informed network of Christmas tree farmers in the region 390 and west. A big part of the success of any industry is the people. And not to say that Christmas tree farmers in the rest of New York State don't get it, but it's a very well-informed group here in Western New York. Spend a lot of time learning new technologies related to planting and maintenance. Spend a lot of time working on the issues that affect Christmas tree growing, such as optimal use of fertilizer, tree shaping, pesticide and disease control. Just an all-around excellent region for farmer engagement. And couple that then with the soil type, water, rainfall, snowfall, snow cover, and it all just comes together to make a great region for growing Christmas trees.
Now let's talk about the environmental impact of Christmas tree farming. Does it make any big, impact to the environment?
Christmas tree farming is probably one of the single most important ways of addressing some of the greenhouse gas and climate change concerns that everyone's talking so much about right now. And of course, we all know that the trees are good for the environment, but what we aren't always aware of is the fact that it's a young tree. A tree that's 15 years old or younger, that's doing a whole lot of growing every year, that's really producing the most oxygen. An old tree produces a lot of other things, benefits, but this fast growing, rapid growing young tree, like a Christmas tree farm, is really generating an awful lot of oxygen. In fact, an acre is making 1,000 pounds of oxygen. And not only that, Christmas trees are consuming carbon dioxide. So there's probably no better crop than Christmas tree farms when it comes to being good to the environment.
And what about economically? I assume that it's mostly small businesses who participate in Christmas tree farming.
Here in New York, that's definitely the case. We have about 875 Christmas tree farms, in fact, and nearly all of them are family-owned, sometimes even multiple generations getting involved in ownership, management, and operation. That's not necessarily the case in the rest of the country, but New York is very proud of that heritage of Christmas tree farming. And also we're finding it's an easier kind of farming to get involved in for new and beginning farmers than some others, especially animal agriculture, which of course is very intense to get started in. Most states in the U.S. right now are seeing a decline in the number of Christmas tree farms, but not New York. We actually are seeing an increase in the number of farms.
Do trees grown in Western New York, are those purchased mostly by Western New Yorkers, or do we ship a lot of them out? Do any of them go to New York City or anything like that?
Well, therein lies, how we were talking about the benefits of growing trees in Western New York and why it's such a great place for Christmas tree farming. When it comes to talking about markets, that's where Western New York is not doing as well. And one reason why we're all so delighted that the folks from the Lincoln Square Business Improvement District chose the Domes Tree Farm in Bliss, New York, to furnish their 30-foot tree this year, because it's going to help draw attention to the wonderful quality of the trees, an assortment of varieties and sizes that are available on Western New York's Christmas tree farm. Western New York is quite a ways from New York City markets. Of course, there are upstate markets, and homeowners in the Buffalo, Rochester, all the areas in Western New York, very good use of locally grown trees. All that said, there's way more trees being grown in Western New York than there are people who exist to choose and cut their own tree. So therefore, we have to be working on finding markets for Western New York's trees.
So for Christmas tree farmers, for, you know, families that get into that business, what's the process like? How long does a tree take to mature? How do they make money during the off season?
That, of course, is one of the challenges with Christmas tree farming. You have a lot of upfront costs, and then you sit and wait. Christmas tree farming really is a year-round job, though. After planting is fertilizing, mowing, tree shaping, and then finally the harvest, and the cycle starts all over again with preparing fields for planting more trees and so on. So there is a long period between when a seedling, which is usually 2 or 3 years old, is planted and when it's harvested, which may be 7, 8, even 10 years after it's been planted. Now, that's another reason why we're excited about urban markets upstate and in New York City, because typically those consumers have smaller spaces and are looking for smaller trees. So therefore, there's a shorter period from when the tree is planted until it's cut. That also reduces the chance of something bad happening to the tree while it's in the ground, such as deer eating the tender shoots off the branches, or a very harsh winter without snow that kind of burns some of the branches. So anything we can do to get the tree to market younger is always a good idea.